Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to 88.5 KRFY. This is the morning show on this Wednesday, October 17th. We welcome you to our live broadcast, and I'm here. I'm Susie Prez.
And I'm your co-host over here, Chris Bessler. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, Chris. And we are in the middle of Local Decision 2018 general election coverage that we've been doing for the last couple of weeks, and we'll do all the way up to, and we'll present all the way up to the election. So we're right in the middle, and
Every Wednesday, we've been interviewing candidates for the various offices, the contested races. And this morning, we're going to be talking with the two candidates for Bonner County Assessor. That's Donna Gal, the Republican. Donna, good morning. Thanks for coming.
Good morning.
And also Wendell Bergman, the Independent. Wendell, thank you for coming in.
Good morning.
And we're going to come back with a bunch of questions and give you guys a chance to introduce yourself to the voters and the listeners out there. But first, a little bit of what's going on around this town. Let's, like, for instance, the gorgeous weather we're having.
Well, I'll give you that report from the National Weather Service. Currently, we're at 28 degrees. It was frosty this morning, but it's kind of beautiful out there because you knew the sun was going to come up, and it's sunny all day today. A high of 64. Cannot complain about that. Tonight, we have a patchy fog, a low of 34. Tomorrow, sunny. A little bit of fog in the morning, but a high of 63 with sunshine. And Thursday night, a little bit of patchy fog and a low of 36. And that's exactly what I see all the way across the whole week. So I don't have to keep repeating it. It's what we're going to experience. And no complaints here.
Oh, it's been perfectly gorgeous out there. I hope folks are getting out to enjoy the fall colors because they're great. We got out and took a little walk on the Ponderay Bay Trail on Sunday, and it was just beautiful. The trees are really firing off all in yellow, a little bit of red, a little bit of green here and there still, blue sky, sunshine. Can't complain about any of that.
Sounds like a song to me.
I'm sure there are a few songs like that. Other things going on around town. Well, one thing we want to mention in the spirit of the day is the candidates forum that's coming up next Tuesday. That's October 23rd. It's from 5:30 to 7:30 or 8 p.m. or so. It's at the Sandpoint Library, and KRFY is one of the sponsors.
I think it's really kind of cool because we collaborated with five organizations, the Realtor Organization,
yeah, it's a Selkirk Association of Realtors, yes.
Selkirk Association of Realtors, the Library.
The Library.
The Reader, and Keoki.
And yeah, Sandpoint Online. Yeah, and along with KRFY, all collaborating to bring this kind of a public service, but it's an opportunity for people to come and see the candidates, meet the candidates, ask them questions, a moderated format. So you can write down questions and submit them to the moderators to ask. Moderators kind of have a role of combining similar questions. Also, they do stick to the issues. So people that are coming in with, you know, trying to ask questions that are attacking character of the candidates, those kind of questions aren't going to be asked. They are going to stick to the issues. But everyone's invited to that. That's at the library. That's next Tuesday, 5:30 p.m. Other things going on around town. Well, there's kind of a cool thing happening on Saturday. The Matchwood Brewing Company is opening up in the Granary District. And it's interesting. They're a brew pub. We had another new brew pub open this summer, Utara, on Pine Street. And we also, of course, have McDuff's and Laughing Dog, which produce exceptional beers. So all of a sudden, we have four microbrew pubs that are making handcrafted local beer right here in Sandpoint. I think that's kind of notable.
And they're more than just a brew pub. They're a brewery. So they're actually brewing the beer, their own special kind of beer. And it changes. It can be seasonal. So, yeah, that's quite a few for a small town like this. And
yeah,
I think it is kind
of
cool.
And, of course, we have some standby favorite pubs that serve beer from all around the Northwest, Eichardt's and Idaho Poor Authority and the 219, the 219. So if you like beer, suddenly we are rich in beer here in Sandpoint.
Another thing we're really rich in is great music, and it's all over the place. You can always go to Sandpoint Online. They're or KRFY.org, and the community calendars will tell you all the different musicians that are playing around town each week.
Yes, yes. And other things going on this week, there's going to be a pretty cool thing happening on Friday and then again on Saturday. The North Idaho High School Aerospace Club is going to be having a drone race, which is a pretty cool thing. You can go and see if you're not familiar with what drones do or how they work. I haven't been to a drone race myself, but I think I might go to that one just to see what's up with drones. At the library on Saturday, the Native Heritage film series is continued, and the film's going to be called United by Water. And that's at the library on Saturday. And there are a ton of other things going on, a lot of music happening around town, as you mentioned, Susie. A good way to find out all the details on that is to go to the community calendars on either carefy.org or Sandpoint Online.
And we also want to remind our listeners that this upcoming interview that we have today with our candidates for assessor, Bonner County Assessor, will be on our website as a podcast. In case you're tuning in right now on your way to work and can't hear the whole thing, you can go to our webpage, KRFY.org, and listen to the whole broadcast later as a podcast.
Yeah, or tell your friends to go listen.
Absolutely.
And get informed, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Let's get started.
Yes.
How's about that, Chris? And we will start with Wendell Bergman. You're running as an independent. And I think the question we want to start with, or the place we want to start, is for you to tell us a little bit about yourself, Wendell, and why you're running, and a little bit about your background that would influence this position and why you think you would be a good candidate for this position.
Okay, I'm pleased to be here and have the opportunity here to communicate with the voters in Bonner County. I am a candidate for Bonner County Assessor for the general election, running as an independent. I presently reside in Hope. I was born and raised in Sandpoint, just a few blocks north of here in the old hospital, and was brought into this world by Floyd Wendell, hence my first name. That's where it came from. I'm presently residing in Hope. And I have been a Bonner County resident now since I was brought into the world, but I've resided here in Bonner County actually for a total of 42 years. My professional management qualifications, I believe, is well suited to execute the responsibilities of the Office of Assessor. My background basically comes from a couple of areas, actually three areas. I spent 8 years in the U.S. Air Force during the Vietnam era, and at that time I was supporting electronics equipment, including computer equipment, in bomber aircraft. After getting out of the Air Force, I went to work for IBM Corporation in Boulder, Colorado, and while I was employed there over a period of 16 years, I achieved the position of senior staff engineer, and I had responsibilities for working on product development for complex computer systems in both the commercial and federal markets. After leaving IBM, I became an entrepreneur in Colorado and started two successful software development companies there. And those companies were later sold to other companies. And I've also had experience in real estate development, mostly here in Idaho, in the development and building of homes in Post Falls, and the development of properties in the Seniaquatin area of Sagal. And also we were involved, my wife and I, involved with the funding and reconstruction of the Hotel Hope, the historic building in Hope, which turned out to be a very nice investment for us. So my qualifications basically are in education within the IBM Corporation, my experience in real estate, and at this point in time, I believe I'm well qualified to step into the shoes of the Bonner County Assessor Office.
Well, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And Donna, the same kind of starting point, to hear a little bit about your background, who you are, why you're running, and what you feel you bring to the position of Bonner County Assessor.
Thank you. My name is Donna Gow. I am running for Bonner County Assessor. My husband, George, and I have lived and owned property in Bonner County for 38 years. We are a family of civil servants. My husband, George, is retired law enforcement here in Bonner County. Our oldest son, Greg, is active military and has earned 2 Bronze Stars for his service in Iraq and Afghanistan. And our youngest son, Michael, is a battalion chief for Selkirk Fire. I currently work in the Bonner County Assessor's Office. I have been there for over 28 years. My position now is lead commercial appraiser. So I am in charge of commercial, industrial, and we do condominiums. I have over 500 hours of appraisal education, and I have served under 5 different assessors over those 28 years. And so I know what type of management style works best in the assessor's office. My goals include building better relations with the public, realtors, and contractors, and hopefully educating these groups as to why their participation is important to what we do in the assessor's office. Another goal is to utilize existing resources. That includes our appraisers out in the field, training them which type of questions you need to ask, what you need to look for when you're out in the field. And another is to build a user-friendly data page for our website. We are currently looking into those. I have already contacted the assessor's office in Spokane County and Kootenai County to see what they use, and we are working with our IT department and our GIS department on building that user-friendly page. I already practice an open door and open ear policy, and my goal is to spread that throughout all the employees in the office. I appreciate your vote for Donna Gow, Bonner County Assessor.
Thank you.
Well, let's you start with a few questions then. Donna, and we'll start with you. For folks that aren't acquainted, even including the ones in this very room, what does the assessor do? Describe the position of assessor and what you think is important for a candidate to bring to the position.
The assessor is the manager of the department. And we oversee a lot of things. I can tell you what I wrote to the reader.
Okay.
We are in charge of mapping, making sure that when we get our legal descriptions, that they are correct. And if there's any changes, splits or combinations, we handle those. We all are also in charge of the Department of Motor Vehicles, which a lot of people don't know. And I have been blessed to already be involved in that. And there have been some changes made already. If you go to the Department of Motor Vehicles website on Bonner County, you'll notice that there is a link that you can renew your license tabs online. So I've heard a lot of complaints about the lines, and a lot of that is because Kootenai County has gotten so busy that people are coming, oh, we'll just drive to Sandpoint, have lunch, and get our tags, which is kind of nice for the downtown businesses. The thing that gets the most attention are the assessments, because that's the thing that seems to affect the pocketbook. Although we do not generate taxes, We are a means of distribution. It's all of your taxing districts. It's the county and the schools and the libraries and the sewer districts that are the ones that generate the taxes. We just are the means to distribute those. And so that is why it is important that we can be as accurate as possible and fair and equitable. And fair and equitable are the two major things that we need to do.
Okay, let's ask that same question to Wendell, but a little differently. Wendell, by law, property must be assessed at market value. So the assessor's office doesn't have control over what the market does. He or she can only follow the guidelines to make sure that the property values are assessed fairly and equitably. Given that, what, in your view, are the most important responsibilities of the county assessor?
Well, obviously, the assessor's job, as Donna articulated, is the assessment of properties in Bonner County. And I feel what's important here is to do everything possible in this office to produce accurate, fair assessments according to the requirements of the law. And there are specific requirements in the assessor process that's dictated both by Idaho code and by the overseer of that code, which is the Idaho State Revenue Department. In other words, they're the ones that set the rules as to how these assessments are to be done. And there's a two-step process. Basically, is the five-year assessment, which is required on every property in Bonner County over a staggered basis. And the other part of it is the indexing process, which occurs every year. So the guidelines require that the assessor accumulate mostly sales data and trending data of what's going on within the real estate market. And they break that down as to the values of property and the values of improvements on those properties. So the indexing process goes on every year to more or less bulk assess the other properties that aren't yet within the five-year time for them to get their assessment. So it's a two-step process. And I feel the most important thing is to produce these assessments in an accurate, fair method and according to the requirements of the law. And then the other issue I think here that I think is missing in Bonner County is easy access to assessor data by the public. In other words, if you're going in to question an assessment on your properties, it's been my experience that it's difficult to get the information that's required, and that basically is comparables information around the neighborhood where your property is located. And I would like to, one of my goals is to get the tax roll, for one thing, on the online where every property owner in the county has access from their home to this information without the need to go to the assessor's office and talk to a person to figure out how to get into that information. I think that's very important. And I believe the fundamentals are already there, and we can work to put together a front end into the systems there to make it available to people in a format at home that they can understand.
Okay. I'd like to ask kind of a follow-up question here. Wendell, you've been in the real estate business, and Donna, you've been in the assessor's office for many years, and we've seen a big fluctuation in property values after the recession hit. Property values dropped dramatically. Now they're increasing, it seems like, dramatically again. So Wendell, I start with you with this question. Should assessments also go up and down with what the market does? I mean, specifically, should they be going down at certain times?
Oh, absolutely. I think we experienced that during the crash of the economy after 2008. Assessment property values did go down. And what happens is, even though the assessment values go down, typically, take the county, for instance, their need for funds did not go down. So what is required then is for the existing property base to continue to support the dollar amount that's needed by the taxing entities. So it doesn't necessarily mean that your property tax is going to go down, but your assessment volume, the values did go down, and consequently those values are the basis for probably trying to raise the same amount of dollars in taxes.
So, question to you in a little different fashion, Donna. Do you think that the assessor's office did a good job of tracking with what happened in the market in terms of values dropping, were assessments dropping, and did that provide any relief to property owners?
I don't know about relief to property owners, because Wendell is correct in that values can go up or down, and it depends on the taxing districts, on what they do with their budgets that drives the taxes on your property. As far as, did we do a good job? Yes, we did. I recall that there were a lot of foreclosures, and typically you don't use a foreclosure when you're looking to set your market values. But because there was a large volume of foreclosures, we did use those foreclosures in determining what the market value was.
For comparable properties in a neighborhood, for
correct.
Instance. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we'll continue on with looking at what is current. And I think we'll start with Wendell this time, going back and forth. Wendell, if you were to give a grade to the current operations of the assessor's office, what grade would you give it and why?
Well, that's kind of a loaded question. But,
absolutely.
I think
don't
I would
put
give
you on the spot or anything.
I think I would give the assessor's office a B. And I think probably that's evidenced by the fact that there hasn't really been that many, challenges to the assessor's numbers during the, the June period when people can, take it before the commissioners if they have to. So I think based on that metric that, it seems like Bonner County folks are fairly satisfied with their assessment values. Go ahead.
I was just going to add a follow-up to that or a continuation of that, because I see where you're going. And where do you see they could improve from a B to an A in this case?
Yes. Well, I think that could be done in allowing more transparency in the office. And I believe, I have kind of a goal of setting some standards in the office on how to treat customers there and to make them the number one priority when they come into the office is one, and to make the information that they need available to them in an efficient and open manner. And in other words, transparency is the importance in getting people to understand the basis of where their assessment come from.
Okay, thank you. And Donna, the same question. So if you were to give the current, and since you're working in that office right now, the current operation of the assessor's office, what grade would you give it and why, and how, where could the improvements be? You've kind of both talked about it already, but we could focus on that a little bit more.
I would also give the assessor's office a B. We do have very dedicated staff. They do their best as far as information to the public. If somebody wants to find out what a particular property is assessed at, they can go to our GIS map and they can click on that particular parcel and find out what's on there, if it's vacant land, if it's an improved property, which means it has a building on it, and we can find out what the assessed value is. I know Kootenai County has had a lot of experience getting that information out to the public, and they don't have as many people coming in to inquire about their values because they see, oh, I'm being treated the same as my neighbors. So education is one thing. As far as customer service, we have always gotten, or almost always gotten, good responses from the public regarding our customer service. They think our customer service is very good. Our employees are very kind and polite. And but as far as, like I said, our data page, in fact, some people don't even know what that is, because you can go onto the assessor's website and click on data page, and it is linear with the information. And it and if you don't know how to navigate an Excel spreadsheet, it's very confusing. So that's why we want to improve that, and we are currently looking into that.
So you'd be taking the same data, but just making it a little easier for people to see and digest and
it
find?
It would be improved in that, like I said, it's linear, so it just has the parcel number, the name, it has what the improvements are, what their value is, that type of thing, and the taxes. This would, if the improved data page would also include all that, but it would also have a link to get to the GIS map. It would have a picture of the improvement, and it would have a sketch of the building.
Wendell, you wanted to say a little bit more about that.
Yes. I have recent experience with these tools, and it's not easy for the average Bonner County resident to get into the GIS system and understand it. I was raised in the technology industry, and I have problems with the GIS system myself. Secondly, the data that Donna refers to online, the linear data, happens to be in a spreadsheet format, which is accessible, and the only way you can get there is if you understand how to use a spreadsheet like Excel. So we need user-friendly systems for the average person to get into this information without going to the assessor's office for help.
Let's unpack that a little bit. GIS stands for Geographical Information System, I believe.
Correct.
And that's a computerized mapping system that the county now uses to to identify where all the parcels are. That brings to mind the question, so is technology going to keep racing ahead and changing the way the assessor's office operates? And how do you keep up with that? Donna.
Thank you. Yes. Technology is improving things, how we access information. We currently have a new GIS director and a new IT director, and we have a new person that works in the clerk's office who is very familiar with one of the computer systems that we use. And so she is currently starting to hold meetings with different departments in order for us to have user-friendly information.
Mm-hmm. You would like to speak to that same question. How does the assessor's office keep up with technology?
Well, first of all, they have to keep up with the equipment. For instance, as far as I understand it, the IS systems in assessor's office are contained within what they call an AS400 mid-range computer system built by IBM, which I'm very familiar with. It takes professionals to get into that system, and it takes interfaces to get into that system. And for customers to be able to access that system, which is where all the data resides, then they have to have an interface that they can utilize on their home computer or their handheld. We're talking about interfaces. now everybody's got a handheld, and it's important that the handheld, you be able to go in there and get into this IBM AS400 to get the information you want. This is all about customer interface.
And the good news about good customer interface is people get more involved and get more interested in what's going on, and that's a good thing. So we're going to take a little musical break here, if you're all for that. This is 88.5 KRFY. You're listening to The Morning Show. We're here in the studios with Local Decision 2018 General Election. We're with the candidates for the Bonner County Assessor's position. That's Donna Gao and Wendell Bergman. And we're going to take a short break. And this song that we're going to hear, we're hearing it because today is Jim Tucker's birthday. And he was the guitarist for the Turtles. And this song was their number one song in 1967. He was born in 1946. This is called Happy Together. We'll be right back with some more questions and information from our Bonner County Assessor candidates. And that was the Turtles, Happy Together, their number one song in 1967. And we're here, this is 88.5 KRFY. This is The Morning Show with Chris and Susie on this Wednesday. And this is Local Decision 2018 General Election. We have with us Wendell Bergman. He's an independent and running up for election for the Bonner County Assessor, and Donna Gao, Republican for same position. And Donna, we were talking with Wendell was talking about something you wanted to add a little bit more to that.
He was talking about technology and access, and he was talking about our AS400 system, which has very limited data. It has the parcel number, name and address of the owner. It has what we call a category. It'll tell you if it's vacant land, where the if it's in the city or the county, and it'll have if it's improvements and the assessed value. The program that has all of the guts of the appraisals is called ProVal, and that is our computer-assisted mass appraisal program. And we are currently working with the state. We're on a 3 to 5 year waiting list. They are developing a new CAMA system, and basically that system will replace ProVal and the AS400.
Little question about that. Earlier you talked about the GIS.
Correct.
And then this ProVal.
Right.
Is the ProVal accessible to the public?
No, it is not.
But the GIS.
Well, it is if you come into our office, same as the AS400. It is accessible if you come into the office, but online it is not.
But the GIS is with minimal information.
Correct.
And how do you access that?
You can go onto the Bonner County website and go into GIS and interactive mapping, and it'll ask you, you know, if you agree or disagree to follow their guidelines. And if you agree, then it'll pop up and it'll have icons on the top on how to, if you want to enlarge something, if you want to move around the map. But it should actually have things that describe what those icons mean and what they do.
And that website is bonnercounty.gov?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Let's back up on something you had mentioned earlier, Donna, that the assessor actually oversees the Department of Motor Vehicles for the county. Because that is a place that probably a lot of people interface with the assessor's office more than they do for their property valuations. Would you see any improvements or changes you'd like to make to the Department of Motor Vehicles operations?
I do. One of the things that is that I've heard regarding the Department of Motor Vehicles right now is the waiting lines. We have tried to put out there about the availability of renewing your license tags online. But also, I want to have a discussion with the employees of the Department of Motor Vehicles regarding what paperwork? A lot of times people will come to register a vehicle or a boat or something, and they don't have all the paperwork. So then they have to leave, and they're frustrated. So I would like to have it also online. If you're going to do, like, register a vehicle, this is the paperwork you need. Also, the long lines. We have talked about getting, like, one of those deli counters that people, when they walk in, they can pull a number, and then they don't have to stand in line. They can go sit in the lobby. When I've been there several times, you'll have an older person that wants to sit down, but they're afraid to come in and sit down on the bench because then people think, oh, you're crowding in front of me. So that's another plan we'd like to look into.
Okay. I've waited in those lines. I know the pain. Same question to you, Wendell. Are there changes in operations of the DMV that you would be working towards?
Yes. I certainly have the same experiences as you've had. This past summer, I've been into the motor vehicle department a number of times. And this was during a period of time when also a lot of people were there that were moving into Bonner County. And the lines were long, and the paperwork was what was holding it up. The other issue is I would look at, especially during the summer months, of cross-training some of the people in the assessor's office to go in and supplement during the summer months when the, you know, the demand for their services there is high, to bring more people in there that are qualified. And some of those people could rotate around different jobs in the assessor's department when the demand is less, like in the winter months. So, and I agree with the number thing. I think that's important. It's something that, you know, I go into Costco, the first thing you do is grab a number and you get in line. And there's no reason that isn't in there now. I don't understand why it isn't. It's a mechanical device. It takes hardly anything to make it happen. That's a very good improvement. But the other thing is you have to have enough bodies in there to take care of the workload in a reasonable period of time. And that's not happening there, particularly during the summer months.
I think you're right about how busy it is. But I do want to say those folks that are in the department there, when you are waiting in line, they are working really hard. And it's not an easy job. We're going to go to Donna. She wanted to say something to what you said, Wendell.
I just wanted to say that we have been shorthanded in the Department of Motor Vehicles. We've had quite a bit of turnaround. That was during the primary. That was one of the things I said, we have to stop this revolving door. And we have just hired two new people. We are going to be hiring another person within the next couple of months. And that was at my suggestion. I asked the current assessor, Jerry Clemens, I said, has there been any thought? So he says, well, yeah, we can do that because it's not taxpayer dollars that pay for the Department of Motor Vehicle. It's the fees. So, and also with this cross-training thing, the people in the assessor's office are pretty busy during the summer. So there wouldn't be any lack time that someone could from the assessor's office could go into the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Well, there's a couple things I think could be done there fairly quickly. One of the things that happened to me was I was in line for a particular, wherever they could call me in. I was called to the, to the booth there. And next thing, though, the phone rang. So the person that I was supposed to be dealing with answered the phone and was taking care of somebody on the phone for at least 10 minutes. So the first thing I would do, one of the things, is look at, set a desk up in the back room somewhere with somebody to handle the telephone calls and keep the people at the front desk on helping people in line. That's a simple solution.
Last time I was in there, I almost called my cell phone.
Yes.
Because I was waiting in a line that was at the door, and I thought, I might get there faster if I just call.
You get much quicker service that way.
Well, that's a good idea.
Wendell, you're running as independent, and Donna, you're running as Republican. It kind of raises a question for me is why it philosophical question, I guess. Why do you think that the race should even be partisan? This office should even be partisan, since it comes down to executing the law more than bringing a particular partisan point of view. And so I guess I would say, ask you each, you know, Donna, why are you running as Republican? And Wendell, why are you running as independent?
There are several offices in the county that are basically nonpartisan. You have the clerk and the treasurer and the sheriff and the assessor. Basically, we are governed by state code and statute. The reason I'm running as a Republican is because I'm a Republican.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a pretty good answer right there. Wendell, why are you running as an independent?
Well, I've always been an independent person in my life, and I don't necessarily agree that party politics is the best way to go, even for some of the party offices. I am my 50 years of voting have always voted for what I thought was the best person for the job, irregardless of party. And so that's why I'm an independent, and that's why I'm running it for assessor as an independent. I don't think it is a political office, and I won't let politics and get in the way of my decisions there. Mm.
All right, thank you. Actually, I think we can now wrap up and give you guys a couple minutes for a closing statement. You can address just about anything. We'll start with you, Wendell, you know, make your pitch to the voters, you know, why they should vote for you. And you will both be at the candidates forum on Tuesday as well, right? So
correct.
Folks
right.
would be have a chance to meet you if they want to.
Correct.
But Wendell, go ahead and you have the mic's yours for 2 or 3 minutes if you want.
Okay, well, I've kind of boiled down my run for office and what I believe in and what I think should happen in the assessor's office. And I put for myself a office code of ethics. And I'll just read them off to you. And this is a summary of what I think should be. First of all, to provide polite, courteous, and professional service in the office. To make sure every request is a top priority of the moment. To appear and behave in a professional, competent, and ethical manner at all times. To know and understand our areas of responsibility. To stand behind our work. To do everything we can to produce fair, accurate assessments according to the requirements of the law. To provide clear, accurate explanations of procedures, legal mandates, and appraisal techniques used to list and value property. To maintain accurate and efficient records. To provide access to the public information in timely and efficient manner. To make any corrections as quickly and conveniently as possible. And lastly, to administer and operate the motor vehicle department within the above standards according to state guidelines. That's why I'm running for assessor.
Okay, thank you. Wendell mm-hmm. Bergman, independent candidate for Bonner County Assessor. And now Donna Gao, Republican candidate for assessor.
Thank you. First of all, I would like to thank the radio station for allowing us to come and let people know about what we're about. As I said, my name is Donna Gao. I'm running for Bonner County Assessor. I have been in the assessor's office for over 28 years, have over 500 hours of appraisal education, served under 5 different assessors. So I currently know what problems we have in the assessor's office. And so because I am in the assessor's office and know what those problems are, I know how to correct them. Like I said, we already have a lot of compliments regarding our customer service. Some areas can be tweaked a little, but I think overall we are doing an excellent job. I would like to, like I said, train our ambassadors that go out into the field, what questions to ask. And because of my experience out in the field, I believe I know what questions need to be asked of the public when we go out onto their property. and how to behave. So because of my experience, I believe that I am the best candidate for this position.
Thank you, Donna Gao, Republican candidate for Bonner County Assessor, facing Wendell Bergman, independent candidate. And again, folks will have a chance to meet you and talk with you both, ask questions themselves at the candidates forum. That's next Tuesday, October 23rd, 5:30 p.m. starting time till around 7:30, maybe as long as 8 at the Bonner County Library.
Yes, thank you for coming in and participating in Local Decision 2018 here at 88.5 KRFY. Donna Gao and Wendell Bergman, we really appreciate that. We have more to tell you about. We want to talk about what's coming up on Local Decision, but we're going to take a quick song break and let our guests leave, and we'll be right back. This is The Beatles, Taxman Appropriate. And that was The Beatles, Taxman. And we just had the assessors here for Local Decision 2018. And guess what? They are not the taxman. Chris wanted me to point that out. That has nothing to do with taxing.
Well, they're a little bit. They set the value. Property value, but yeah. they don't set tax rates
exactly.
themselves. That's the function of the county commissioners.
Exactly. Yeah. So what's coming up?
Well, there are a lot of things coming up, but let's talk for a moment about our series here, the Local Decision 2018. We have been interviewing candidates for the contested races that people are going to see on the ballot come November 6th when they vote. Our first interview was with the District 1 House Seat B candidates, Stephen Hallett and Sage Dixon. That was on September 26th. On October 3rd, we covered the races for House Seat A. That's Heather Scott versus Ellen Weissman. Heather did not participate, but Ellen did come in. And then District 1 Senate, that's the race that has Jim Woodward and Vera Gadman, the Republican Jim Woodward and Democrat Vera Gadman. Jim came in, and Vera isn't actually campaigning. So if we're telling you about this, because you can tune in to our website or go to our website, KRFY.org, and then click on the podcast link, and you can hear these recorded podcasts for these races and get to know about these candidates. Last week, we talked with the candidates for the Bonner Soil and Water Conservation District. That's a contested race. Isn't usually contested, so that's interesting that there's a race, competitive race going on this year. The two incumbents for that are Terry McGurk and Dale Van Stone. They both came in. Their two challengers turned down our invitation to come in. So there's four candidates running for two open seats there.
You know, I want to say about the Soil and Water Conservation District, that was interesting. I learned a lot. I had no idea. So that podcast is available on our website under podcast at krfy.org. Very interesting, I thought.
Yeah, it's actually a great opportunity for people to acquaint themselves with what the district does. They don't use very much tax money from Bonner County, but they do have a lot of funds that come in from the state and federal programs that they are charged with executing here.
Can really help citizens with looking at their land, how they can be better stewards of their property.
Yeah, that's really a great help for rural property owners. Today, of course, we talked with Bonner County Assessor candidates, Republican Donna Gao and Wendell Bergman. We'll have that up on the website later today if you happen to just be tuning in or you want to let others know. Had a great talk with them, and you'll learn a lot about the candidates and the office as well. And we have two more interviews coming up on October 24th. That's next Wednesday. We're going to be talking with the Bonner County Commission District 3 candidates. That's Democrat Steve Lockwood and Republican Dan McDonald. And then on October 31st, we're going to be covering the Bonner County District 1 commission race. That's the Democrat Steve Johnson versus the Republican Stephen Bradshaw. Bradshaw has already let us know that he's not going to come in. So we're actually going to, because we're not letting any candidates dictate what may or may not go on the air, we're going to be talking with Steve Johnson. You'll be able to learn more about his candidacy. But we're going to split that hour up, and we're going to talk with We're going to be covering the Proposition 2, the Medicaid Expansion Initiative. So there'll be an opportunity to learn about that. That's October 31st.
Yep, and that will bring us right up to the next Tuesday, November 6th. It's the election day. And you can actually do early voting right now by going down to the county office there on Highway 200.
Highway 2, yeah.
Yep. But on election day, if you haven't registered, you can register the day of the election. You just have to bring in your photo ID and possibly proof of your address.
Yes.
Any information that you want or need is available online. You can even go to Sandpoint Online. There's all kinds of...
Sandpoint Online has a page called the Election Central. It's got a ton of information about getting registered and how to vote, where to vote, links off to... a website that will show you exactly where to vote based on where your residence is. And actually, you can check and see to make sure that you are registered. But as Susie, as you mentioned, people can register at the polls that day. You got to bring the proper documentation. And you can see information about the candidates, link off to their websites, and also see sample ballots to see what exactly you're going to see when you go in on November 6th to vote. And then the following day, November 7th, here on the morning show, we're going to be deconstructing what happened the previous night.
Did you invite in, Chris?
Who are we going to invite?
Well, I'm not going to be here. This is up to you.
Okay.
My friend.
We're going to be inviting folks, the reporters from the Bonner County Daily Bee and the Sandpoint Reader, since those guys are the guys that are covering the races and get to know all the candidates and the issues. And they'll be able to speak to give us some analysis on what went down the previous night at the election.
Yeah, you'll hear it here first.
Yeah. And of course, there are a lot of statewide races of high import that are on the ballot as well. We're covering the local races, but there are races for governor, for lieutenant governor, for superintendent of public instruction, and more. Again, you can see who's going to be on the ballot for those races and link up to their websites at that election page on Sandpoint Online, sandpointelections.com.
Very good. We have to thank Sandpoint Online for that information network there. We're going to go out actually with a song, but before with that, I want to let you know that tomorrow on the morning show, Jack Peterson and Jim Healy, their guests will be Dino Wall from the festival at Sandpoint, bringing festival news and updates. So you can tune in tomorrow at 8 o'clock for the Thursday edition of the morning show. And we're going out with Manfred Mann, Doo Wah Diddy Diddy, one of those songs that has a funny name. And this was the number one song in 1964. So have a beautiful day.
And a good week. Bye now.
Bye.